There's a new video series that was launched by the Bridgeport Police Department called Park City Confidential. The goal is to generate tips from the public and really bring new life to cold cases, or to cases that really we're just not seeing kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. We're kind of stuck on. And again, just calling out to the public to really help our police solve these cases and bring closure to local families. Chief Roderick Porter is back with us from the Bridgeport Police Department to explain the Park City Confidential video series that just launched this week. Hey, Chief, how are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. This is very cool. I like this initiative. And what I first want to address, Chief, is, you know, I'm going to call it the elephant in the room. We are still actively recruiting for Bridgeport Police Department. The average police department in Connecticut, across the country, they're struggling to get the numbers they need to have enough members be part of their department. How are we able to put energy into this video series, even though we're still technically at a deficit? Because I think that's pretty neat that we're putting, you know, life into these cases.
Well, I just think that it's dedication and commitment from, you know, our detective bureau, our homicide division, to make sure they or try to bring some closure to these families. So I think that's the motivation behind this.
So let's talk about where this concept came from. Who came up with the idea of doing a video series? And when you watch the video that launched this week, it's, I have to say, it's pretty detailed. I mean, it starts with very dramatic 911 calls, very raw audio. You hear from the, it sounds like the detective unit of the department kind of explaining the case. You even hear from loved ones of the victim. I mean, it's pretty detailed. So where did this concept come from, and how much goes into these videos?
So the idea of you know, bringing some comfort to these families is something we've talked about for a long time. You know, I work with Yana on a regular basis, so I hear some of the stories from some of the victims' families. But the credit regarding this video goes to the homicide division, Detective Holtz, Detective Hansen, and Detective Palatiella. They put this together. And in particular, Detective Holtz has a background in media. So they put this together, so they deserve the credit for putting this together.
So let's talk about the actual videos. I understand from the presser, these are going to be cranked out at least every 2 months, I believe. And why that time frame? Is it because of the amount of time that goes into it? Is it to allow the public to come forward? I mean, why that time frame of every 2 months?
Well, I think a combination of all those things, but most importantly, they want to make sure that they are sensitive to the families and that they connect with families and get the families' cooperation and approval. And also they want to, you know, really sort the cases and you know, make sure they have cases that will benefit from more exposure like this at this point.
And how do you choose the cases, Chief? Because obviously every single municipality, no matter where you live, the cold cases, unfortunately, are inevitable. And I have to say, like, the case that dropped this week is only, you know, it's not even fully 4 years old. It happened in early 2020, a horrific shooting that had happened. And we really don't have any suspects at this point, you know, anywhere close to being, you know, taken into custody. How do you choose the cases that are being pursued?
I think that, you know, in a case like the one that we just presented, it's only 4 years old, but oftentimes cases that have gone cold, that have the potential to generate some interest, I think that's one of the motivating factors when we think that there's some individuals out there who, if they see this, will come forward. I think that's one of the motivating factors, cases that they think will benefit from this new exposure.
And another thing, too, Chief, I don't know if you could give some perspective on this, but I think the reason we're also seeing a lot of departments across the country really dive into cold cases is a lot has changed with new technology. Now, again, this is a 2020 case, but I mean, talk about, first of all, what makes a case considered a cold case? And also, what are some new things on the either the horizon or what has come up in recent years for law enforcement to be able to really crack these cases?
What makes the case cold is like when we run out of leads that are promising, and it's just you come to a point where it's just a standstill. Some of the new technologies, obviously, there's technologies that have been out for a while now. Obviously, DNA and our NIBIN system now. We're creating our own lab within the Bridgeport Police Department. We're going to do our own NIBIN and DNA testing. But you know, the best leads are human leads, individuals who could come in and share information. And we feel like there's someone out there who knows, you know, who's involved and can share information that will help, you know, bring some closure to this case.
Again, we have Bridgeport Chief of Police Roderick Porter here. And this week, a new video series dropped by the department. It's called Park City Confidential. The goal is to generate tips to bring new life to what are considered cold cases. Now, I always thought cold cases, Chief, were ones that have been like 20 years old, 30 years old. Like they're just archaic. But you're saying basically when you hit a wall, there's just no other direction to go. And we need people to step up and give any information they can.
Exactly. You know, there just comes a point where the detectives have run down every lead possible and they've interviewed individuals and they just need more information. So when it gets to that point, there's not much more they can do unless they generate new leads or there's some new technologies or some new evidence that comes forward. So we just want to kind of like bring these back to light in hopes that individuals will, it will jog someone's memory or it'll just give someone the courage to come forward now and share information that they have.
We have Chief Roderick Porter here from the Bridgeport Police Department, and we actually just got a very interesting phone call, Chief, which I'm I'm going to address it with you in just a quick second. But first, I did want to just ask one more quick thing about Park City Confidential. I do know that every time these videos drop again, it's going to be at least every 2 months, if not sooner. You could find them on any of the social media platforms for the Bridgeport Police Department. So that's Instagram, Facebook,
correct.
X, all that. So you could find them there.
Correct.
And you had just kind of talked about how these cases come about. What is considered a good tip? Because I think sometimes people feel like, well, if I didn't catch it in the action, if I wasn't a direct witness, I can't really help with the investigation. But that's not actually true.
Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes you may have been someplace before an incident happened or after, and you've seen things that happened before or after that might be something that's useful to the investigation. So I think that's why doing the Park City Confidential. So if you just think about that night and you may say, hey, I was there right before that happened and I saw a person acting suspiciously. But the best tips always come from the human element, you know, and the best evidence always comes from human eyewitnesses and things like that.
So again, that could be something, as I know I get told this all the time from our crime prevention expert, that could be if you even are familiar with driving down that road and there's a car that's there that you just don't see. You know, like that's an example that I'll hear all the time, that if there's something that's not normal, I mean, that could actually be something very significant if you can remember back seeing that and going, wait, actually, I do feel like I heard about this news and that did seem odd to me when I drove there, you know, earlier in the day.
Exactly, exactly. Or I saw an individual acting, you know, suspicious or some erratic behavior. Exactly. Those are very good points.
And another thing, too, Chief, I think sometimes people are scared to come forward because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to have anything come back to them. But these are anonymous tips, right?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, if we always look for eyewitness information, and we would sometimes need to use those individuals in a case. But if you don't want to you know, be identified, you can contact our tips line, area code 203-576-TIPS, and you can work with our detectives, and, you know, they'll keep your information confidential and keep you confidential.
Chief, what's that number again?
Area code 203-576-TIPS, T-I-P-S.
Okay. I'm going to put that with your podcast. So here's the question we just got, and I don't know if we're discovering a potential scam here. Because this is news to me, but you can clarify this. So we just had somebody who lives in Bridgeport. She said she was approached by somebody who said, can we put ShotSpotter technology on your property? Now, I know about ShotSpotter. You hear about it. In fact, it's in the 911 call for this most recent video that dropped. It says, you know, according to ShotSpotter, there were shots that were fired at this location, da 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 da. Is that something the police would do, though? Would they come up to your home and say, can we install ShotSpotter technology here, or is that a scam?
So it could be a scam, but if it was a police officer, they would identify themselves and you see their credentials. So you would definitely know it's a police officer.
Doesn't sound like it was. It sounds like she called the police to ask, and they had no idea what she was talking about. But I didn't talk to the caller. It was my producer. Do I have that correct, Eric, that she called the police and they – okay. He said, yeah, she called the police, and the police had no idea what she was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, so anytime someone comes and acts things like that or seems out of the ordinary, call the police, even if it's someone legit, legitimate, call the police and we'll verify if they're legitimate or not.
Do you know if they're actively putting out ShotSpotter technology?
So we're always looking to expand and do more of our ShotSpotter technology. You know, we don't necessarily want to disclose when and where, but, you know, we're always looking to expand our ShotSpotter technology and other technologies as well.
I'd imagine, though, that you would put that in more, I would say, public settings, or you'd go to, like, stores, for example. I mean, is it very common to go up to people's doors, knock on the door and say, hey, can we put this on your house or on your complex?
No, that's uncommon. We do, like, use commercial establishments and businesses and things like that, or poles and things like that.
Okay.
So someone's home would be a bit uncommon. That's correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I'm not trying to speak out of turn, but that sounds like it sounded like a scam to me. I don't know what they were trying to put on this woman's property, but to me, I have never heard, in all the years I've worked with police, I've never heard of them putting ShotSpotter stuff on a person's home, unless they've been flagged as like, hey, this has been a trouble area, for example. You know, can we put this up? But again, even that would be like a complex. I've never heard of somebody's home being used as a place to put it.
Yeah, if you want to get the information to me, if they left the information, I could get a hold of that person or have someone get a hold of that person and confirm that one way or another.
Okay. Eric, did you happen to take that woman's number down? Maybe, possibly. I think we have it. Chief, if you want to hold, I will give you that number in the commercial break. That would be great because I don't have, again, all the details of it, but I do believe we have her number. So I will give that to you. In the meantime, though, Chief, I want to just remind folks that the first video dropped this week. And this is the Park City Confidential, and you can find them on any of the Bridgeport Police Department social media platforms. That does include YouTube and, of course, their Facebook, their X, formerly known as Twitter account, Instagram, all of that. Chief, thank you so much, and we will see what comes of this new video series. I think it's great.
Yeah, I do, too. Thank you, Melissa, and always thanks for your support.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Please don't go away. Just go on hold, and I will talk to you in the commercial break. That is Bridgeport Police Chief Roderick Porter here on WICC. And to the caller asking about ShotSpotter technology being put on your home, it sounds like a scam, but we'll definitely investigate that as well.